because I believe a man is supposed to take care of his woman. I don't care how much money your woman make. A man is supposed to have his mind set on taking care of his woman.
Let's talk. I mean, this, you know, this may be a bit crude, but I mean, I don't know no other way to say it. I want to talk about booty calls. And in number four, you make your choice out of lust. You keep making your choices out of lust. And see, now this is something here. Y'all might start chiming out on me on this one. But there are too many of you all that that are making major relational decisions out of lust. You know, you're not thinking about this dude's spirit. You're not trying to figure out if this dude knows God, if he has any kind of personal relationship with God. You don't know where this dude's head is. You know, he may be a complete imbecile. You haven't even checked out his head. You don't know where his soul is. You don't know what kind of intellect he has, because y'all ain't really had no conversation like that. All y'all been doing is between the sheets. And so you just full of lust right now. You just full of lust. And that lust has driven you mad. And see what lust does to you? Lust makes you look over all of the danger. You just ignore all of the danger. Flags waving everywhere. Thank you. Let me see if I can read that. Nevi. I think I said it right. Thank you. Lust makes you ignore all the red flags. Lust makes you ignore the fact that the police have been to your apartment four times in the last 2 months. Lust makes you ignore the fact that you're getting beat upside your head. You're just full of lust. You know, the devil got you so far out of the spirit. You so far out of your right mind. You just driven by lust. Something about this dude, this soul tie you've created, that's just got your mind completely gone. You have been pimped, and now you just driven by this lust. And I'm not talking about just no women that we say in the world. I'm talking about you church girls too. Get up in these churches and you have these relationships, these ungodly, bogus relationships with these church boys, who are some of the most ungodly people in the world. And you develop all of these soul ties, and now you just driven by this lust. This dude bring you and, you know, do all of this stuff to you. Yvonne, I think I said it right. Do all of this stuff to you, all this old freaky stuff, and change your settings completely. And now you can't hear God. You can't hear the counsel of your mother. You can't hear the counsel of your friends. You don't hear the counsel of your pastor, because now you just driven by lust, and you keep choosing dudes out of your lust. That's why you keep ignoring good dudes, and you keep coming back talking about all men are dogs. You keep choosing dogs. You have some good men that are in pursuit of you, but they ain't tall enough. See, you're vain. You're full of flesh. You're full of flesh. You haven't really talked to God in a while. You haven't really checked in with your common sense in a little while. And you keep on making these decisions for these dudes based on their sex appeal. Where he lick his lips. I like the way he lick his lips like LL Cool J. He got the color of Idris Elba and all this kind of foolish stuff here. And you haven't one time told me nothing about the heart of this man. And so you keep on making relational decisions based on lust, and you keep on getting the fruit of that lust. And then you won't fill my email box up with all of this stuff about what you're getting. But it ain't what you're getting. It's not the fruit. It's the root. And the root comes from the seed. Where did you start? If you start in that lust, where you think you're going to end? And look what the Bible says in 1 John 2:16-17. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world, watch this, here it is. He says, lust is of the world, not of the Father. He says, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that does the will of God abides forever. That little stuff you doing in the bed and all that, that ain't gonna last. That ain't gonna last. You can't build no relationship off no lust. Hey, Dwight, it's good to see you, baby. Thank you. You can't build no relationship off of lust, because that, you know, sex, I mean, you know. I mean, I know everybody, you know, initially when y'all, you know, when you don't have, everybody want what they don't have. But when you sleep with somebody every night and you got access to that all the time, that gets old real fast, because you start realizing sex ain't paying no bills. Or at least in most situations, it ain't paying no bills. You know, sex ain't paying no bills. Sex ain't making no progress. Sex is not raising no children. Beautiful Empress, thank you. Sex is not advancing us. Sex ain't buying no houses. And once you have access to that, and you ain't created no marriage. You just went to the altar and created you some wedlock, where you locked down in a situation that you really wish you could get out of, but that lust deceived you and floated your happy self right on down into the altar. I do. And then you get home and you sign them papers and you got what you asked for. Now you come to your good mind, your right mind, and now you realize you got a dummy over here. Patricia, thank you. Thank you so much. I got a dummy over here. This boy can't think himself out of a wet paper bag. He can't pay no bills. He's not a critical thinker. He can't help me, you know, think my way through nothing. I got some tax issues here. I can't even have no conversation with him. All I got over here is a big old sex machine. Thank you, Carol. And boy, when you're in a situation as a woman and you got problems and you need a man that can think like a king, and all you got is a big old dumb sex machine, big old handsome sex machine. Thank you, Tammy. Boy, you talk about disgusting. And if you're a king and, man, you got a... You know, old dumb woman that can't. You run up on some stuff and you can't. All she done is popping that gum and polishing her nails and all this. Got all this Vaseline all over her lips and everything. Can't go nowhere with that. So you're making your choice out of lust. You keep making choices out of lust. You keep getting good looking dudes. You know, but they ain't got. They watch this. They are all style and no substance. And then the thing y'all don't understand, just keep on living a little while. Keep on living. That six pack gonna turn into a keg in a little while. You know that beautiful wavy hair he got. See that right there? It's gonna go to that, right there. Well, you got to just kind of move it around. You see, till it even out a little bit. It's gonna go to that. You see. I've been quarantined. I ain't been able to get to the people. Look at all that white coming up out there. It's going to that, babe. All that jet black hair. That ain't going to stay like that. Southern Sea. I think I'm saying it right. Ain't going to stay like that. Thank you. And what you going to be left with? When the sex gets old, when the body gets older and tired, and he doesn't have the energy, and nobody really has the desire for all of that, what's going to be y'all's common interest? Amina, thank you. But you keep on choosing these relationships out of lust. And then what's sadder, and I know I'm going to make some of y'all mad, is when you older and you're still doing the same thing. What you mean by older, Bishop? You passed 35 and you haven't changed your mind, something wrong with you. You should be thinking on a whole different level now. You should be looking for a man that has spirit and brains and resources. You passed 35, you don't even need no broke man. You need a man that got some spirit, some brains, and some money. He may not be rich, but he needs to have a work ethic. He needs to be responsible. He needs to have some credit of his own. You shouldn't have to co-sign nothing for him. And then if he comes in a package that you appreciate, God bless. Denise, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. I appreciate you all. Now, let me finish this before I get in trouble tonight. You got it. You're choosing before you even know who you are. That's the fifth and final point. Why do you keep getting the wrong dudes? You're choosing before you even know who you are. Most of y'all haven't done any self-exploration. What you did was you got out of high school, you went to college, and they told you that you need a man, and you've been developing soul ties ever since college or maybe even high school. And what soul ties do is soul ties consume you so much that you never really take the time to discover who you are, your purpose, your reason for existing, and you don't know who you are, but yet you're out here trying to pair yourself with someone else. How do you know who belongs in your life if you don't know who you are? And you choosing before you know who you are, or watch this, or where you're going. See, I was talking to one of my spiritual daughters, and she reminded me of it the other day. What is this? I know the last part. Barrett, thank you so much. She reminded me of it the other day, and this is a powerful and true statement. You choose somebody to marry, entrepreneur, journey, I think it may say. Thank you so much. You choose someone to marry based on your future, not your present. When I made a decision to marry Lisa and she accepted, I was thinking about my future. I wasn't thinking about my present. I was thinking about my future. You have to choose your mate based on how does this person fit into my preferred future. Now watch this. How can you choose that person if you don't have a vision of what that preferred future looks like? And so when you choose a man, before you know who you are or where you're going, it's like choosing socks in the dark. I remember in a no joke. This may sound funny to y'all, but it actually happened. I'm always in New Orleans on Sundays when things are normal. I start out in New Orleans on Sunday. I do two services in New Orleans, and then I catch the plane. I go and do my final service at our Houston church. My wife is in Houston. So I start out in New Orleans. I don't have my wife. I'm here by myself. And so one Sunday, I get up and I get dressed. You know, it's early in the morning when I wake up, and usually it's dark, like 5 something in the morning. I wake up to start getting ready. I get to church. I go through two services in New Orleans. I get on the plane. I get to Houston, and my wife looks at me, and she's like laughing and shaking her head. And so after church, I'm like, what was that about? What you laughing at me? She said, man, look at your feet. I looked at my feet, and I realized that I had worn two different shoes, two totally different shoes. One shoe was a Gucci. The other shoe came from, famous shoe place they have them all over the country, cheaper shoes. I had on two different, they were similar, but they was two different shoes. I chose those shoes in the dark. When you don't know where you're going, you're choosing in the dark. Another Sunday. I'm showing you all I'm aging now. I get up, I put my blue suit on, boy. I know I'm clean. I know I'm clean. I said, I know I'm clean. I know I'm clean. I go through all of New Orleans. I get to Houston, my wife looking at me, she laughing. I said, and she said, man, you got on one jacket to one suit. You got on the pants from another suit. What are you doing in New Orleans, man? And I looked and I realized, man, I done went all day in front of all them people with the wrong jacket, with the wrong pant on. But I got dressed in the dark. When you don't know where you're going, that is a depiction of what you're doing with your relationships. The Bible says in Amos 3:3. Oh, I feel like preaching here now. Boy, I feel like preaching now. If I had an organ, I'd go on in for y'all. Some of y'all don't know about that because you don't go to church. I'd show you if I had an organ today. Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed. Now, how do they know they agree? They got to have a conversation. There has to be a meeting of the minds. We don't know if we can walk together until we can have a meeting of the minds and then conclude that we're on the same page internally so we can go in the same direction externally. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Thank you, Denise. You see, so you're getting the wrong man because you're choosing before you know where you're going. Y'all stay with me for just a minute. I'm done, actually, but I want to see if I can find something I want to play for you. But these things are the kinds of things that are creating havoc in the woman's life relationally. Trying to find the song. We still haven't released the song. I'm trying to get with Dave Hollister, who wrote and performed the song for my Queenology movement. The title of the song is She. And it speaks to, let's see if this is it. Okay, I don't think I'm going to be able to get it. It speaks to the empowerment of women. And no, I'm not going to be able to get it. I'm sorry. I'll play it for y'all next time. But it's a powerful song. It's the theme song for my movement, Queenology. I'll get it and I'll play it for you next time I'm on with you. But I hope you got something out of this tonight. Now, let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for wisdom. I thank you for discretion. I thank you for the guidance of the Spirit. I thank you for discernment. And God, I thank you for, watch this, the spirit of self-forgiveness. I bind the spirit of guilt and shame tonight because there's no room for it. All of us have sinned. All of us have erred. All of us have made mistakes. And so now, God, I ask you to purge and cleanse tonight and allow your daughters to regroup, to restart, to renew. And God, I thank you for the spirit of restoration tonight. In Jesus' name, that they will not make the same mistakes in Jesus' name, but the spirit of wisdom will rest upon them. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Now listen, I don't know if you all know it, but I've been very productive while I've been in this quarantine. I released my book, Kingology. I'm finishing my next book on my perspectives on narcissism from a biblical point of view. I may actually finish that this week. I don't know if I won't release it as soon. Thank you, Stacy. And I also, but this is the part I want to tell you about. I also finished, you all have asked me for it, and I finished it. I finished the online program for Soul Ties. If you got the book or you watched the videos, well, now there's an 8-part online program for Soul Ties. And the way the online program thing works is you go to my website. It's a one-time purchase. It's $49. And you have access to it for the rest of your life. You can move at your own pace and, you know, go in and out, if you will. Some people get in, they go straight through it. And one lady sent me an email today, says she's going back through Queenology. We have the online course for Queenology, the online course now for Soul Ties, the online course for Transcending the Father Wound. We have the online course for Women in Ministry. And all of these are courses that are programs that you gain access to. You have your own, you know, password. You get in and out when you want and move at your own pace. And it's you and I. It's me sitting and talking directly. And I've got nothing but rave reviews over it. It's available now. We put it up this week on the website at rcblakes.com. Thank you, The Weaver. Thank you so much. Now, you all have asked me for it. I'm producing this stuff. Now, I need you to support it. I need you to go and support it. It's on the website now. And while we're down, the Lord told me to just, you know, basically put the price where I can make enough money to take care of the people that are part of my team and help me to do the things that I do. So we've made all, I think Transcending the Father Wound is $49, Queenology is $49, Soul Ties is $49, And women in ministry, I think, is 39, if I'm not mistaken. So we've slashed everything. While you're sitting down and we're quarantined, you need to be working on you, right? And also, along the lines of soul ties, we just finished the study guide for soul ties. Thank you, Lynn. And the study guide for soul ties will be coming out very soon. It's going through the editing process now, and very soon we'll be releasing the study guide for soul ties, study guide for soul ties. Those of you that have queenology or father-daughter talk, you know how the study guide thing works. And so we're just trying to be extremely productive. And I appreciate you all. Thank you for all of your support. Now, I want you all to stay glued. I'll put a link in the description. You know, we're actually building out a cyber church that is going to launch soon. Thank you, Rhonda. And many of you have said to me, well, you know, Pastor, I feel like you are my pastor. And I've tried to steer you in other directions, tried to steer many of you to local churches, but to no avail. And so the Lord told me before even this pandemic to organize a cyber church. And you'll actually be a member. You're going to go through new members classes and all of that kind of thing. You're going to have all kinds of groups inside of there. I'll be your pastor. You'll be an official part. That's for those of you that want the spiritual component. You'll be an official member of New Home Family Worship Center, and I'll be your pastor. You won't get married. You won't come to New Orleans. Your pastor will be there to marry you, or one of the pastoral staff members. You know, you want to get baptized. You come to New Orleans or Houston, your pastor will baptize you. Yeah. So I'm going to put a link in there for those of you that have interest, because when it launches, I'm going to film the new members courses or the new members classes this week. They're going to upload that, and you'll get information as we get closer to launching. So we have a lot going on and just trying to be extremely productive. I think that's all I need to talk about. Thank you all so much. If you need to reach out to Lisa and or myself, you can do that at PastorRCBlakes@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to sign up for my mailing list at PastorRCBlakes@gmail.com. Just go there, and it's on the front page, mailing list. Hit the link. It's going to take 5 seconds. Sign up for my mailing list so you know when things are happening, moves that are being made. You know all of that, you know. And I think that's it. I love you all. I appreciate you. Thank you for hanging out with me and helping me to use my quarantine time productively. And you may see me again tomorrow night, because I got some other stuff I want to talk about. All right. I love you. I love you. Have a great one now. And know that Lisa and I are praying for you. And thank God for all of you that sold into my life tonight. I appreciate it. I don't take it lightly. Thank you so much. Talk to you all real soon. Have a great one now. Share this on your social media pages. God bless you.
If you would like more information or for other resources, please visit us on the web at rcblakes.com.